All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Class is officially in session. Welcome back to Misbehaved, the podcast where we talk all things mindset, mental health, and living a perfectly imperfect life. Today, we're talking about what really happens when misbehaved becomes Miss Went to College. We're talking about the real unfiltered side of starting college. The excitement, the homesickness, the panic of making an entirely new life for yourself. Whether you're already on campus or preparing to move in, this one's for the queens in transition, because growth is the real glow up. We're going to get into the highs, the lows, and the mental health must-knows of college, because you can chase your dreams, make new friends, and keep your mind right all at the same time. College is way more than cute room decor and iced coffee runs. It's a mental health journey and a brand new world. So whether you're thriving, surviving, or crashing out in the library, this one's for every queen learning how to take care of her mind while chasing the degree. Moving to college is this wild mix of emotions. On one hand, you have newfound freedom. No one asking where you're going, staying up late just because you can, meeting people everywhere you go. On the other hand, homesickness sneaks up on you. Imposter syndrome whispers, "Do I even belong here?" And sometimes you feel like everyone else has their life together, but you don't. It's normal to feel both excited and overwhelmed. There are so many changes all at once. New people, new location, new schedule. You can love your new life and still miss the comfort of your old one. But it's important to note you aren't the only person who feels this way. Studies show that 70% of first-year college students experience homesickness continuously, and research suggests 94% of students experience homesickness within the first 10 weeks of college. I was one of these students. My story, I moved thousands of miles away from home. I went to high school in San Antonio, Texas, but I really wanted to attend my dream college. I've thought and dreamed of going to the University of Florida since I was 6 years old, but Texas and Florida are very far away from each other. And I remember I already started packing my bags to go home one semester in. Not only was I adjusting to an entirely new life, but I was dealing with a lot of mental health struggles, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to overcome them alone, and I felt like I needed to go home to kind of figure it out. A couple weeks into college, I still wasn't where I thought I would be or where I had intended in my mind. I mean, my only perception of college was Legally Blonde. And so I started applying back to schools in Texas, and I really had my sights on going to Texas A&M. And I submitted the entire application process to go back there. And then I finally found my groove, and I never looked back. And I'm so glad that I stayed at the University of Florida, because I ended up making lifelong friends. I accomplished large-scale goals I hadn't even dreamed of before I moved there. I can confidently say I made the right choice to stay. I just had to learn how to grow comfortable with being uncomfortable at times. But there was a bonus to being out of my comfort zone. Let me enlighten you. The first couple weeks of school, I had absolutely no idea where anything was. I parked my car and had to go to basically the opposite side of campus to get to my classes. I could not for the life of me figure out how to connect to the school Wi-Fi, so my service was not working on campus. I was walking probably 4 to 5 laps around campus or different parts of campus to try and figure out where I was each day. I actually looked at my phone health app after those first couple weeks, and it was showcasing that I was walking 6 to 7 miles a day just to get to my 1 to 2 classes. I finally found my way around, but that's what it's all about. It's about learning your way around, and more importantly, building a home away from home, and that starts with having the right mindset. So let's talk about mindset, because how you think about college will shape your whole experience. And there are simple, easy changes that you can make today that can make all the difference. Mindset shift number one, you're allowed to be new and not know everything. You don't have to have it all figured out the first week, the first month, or even the first year. Just be curious and especially be open-minded. Number two, being alone isn't the same as being lonely. There's power in solitude and in finding yourself. So take yourself out for coffee dates, journal. I love going on a scenic walk. Find your comfort places on campus. This can be a cozy nook at a coffee shop, your favorite library, or an outdoor trail. There's so many options to finding your place on campus. Number three, your mental health is more important than your GPA, and this is a huge one. Going into college, I thought the only thing that mattered was grades, and I'm here to tell you that is the least of your worries. C's get degrees, but burnout can take everything. Schedule rest like it's a class. Prioritize everything else as well. And if you do it right, you'll still be able to pass your classes and graduate on time. Number four, growth isn't always pretty, but it's always worth it. Trust the process. There's nothing scarier than staying right where you are, so welcome all changes. Okay, before we get back into the glam and chaos of college life, we need to go back to talking about mental health in college. The National Education Association wrote an article called The Mental Health Crisis on College Campuses. They discussed the Healthy Mind Survey, which had more than 90,000 students across 133 U.S. campuses participate. They found the following results. The majority of college students, more than 60%, met the criteria for at least one mental health problem. This is a nearly 50% increase since 2013. In another national survey, 53% of students met the criteria for experiencing loneliness. 76% of students reported moderate to serious psychological distress, and 88% of students experience moderate to severe stress. Now, these stats aren't here to scare you. They are here to make your feelings feel validated and know that you aren't alone. So here's the thing. Sleep isn't just beauty rest. If you're getting less than 6 hours a night, you're way more likely to feel anxious or down. So yes, binge watching Gossip Girl might cost you more than you think. Oh, and imposter syndrome? You're not the only one. Even the girl who looks like she has it all together in class probably has moments where she wonders if she belongs. Spoiler alert, she does. And so do you. Another huge factor is connection. Having strong friendships can literally protect your mental health. So make time to make friends. Go on coffee dates, join group study sessions, or even grab a quick walk around campus with a new friend. But let's not forget, movement is magic. Just 20 minutes of walking, stretching, or dancing in your dorm can give you a mood boost and help you focus. If you are struggling or you just need somebody to talk to, most campuses have free or low-cost counseling or additional mental health resources. So utilize the resources around you and understand that you don't have to figure it all out alone. Finally, and this is a huge one, burnout is real. Between classes, clubs, and trying to have a social life, it's so easy to overcommit in college. Protect your time, protect your energy. You need to supplement your brain and your body. So here's your misbehaved takeaway. You can't pour from an empty cup, no matter how fabulous your cup is. Put your mental health on your to-do list, prioritize it, and keep it there. To help you in your efforts, I'm bringing you the Ultimate College Superstars Checklist. These are the daily habits, mindset moves, and self-care essentials that will help you glow up your college experience, no matter what year you're in. Ready? Let's get into it. You need to have daily habits if you're going to be a college superstar. So first things first, your daily routine sets the tone for your entire day. Superstar college students wake up with intention. They plan the day the night before or first thing in the morning. They stay hydrated and fuel their body with real food. They take breaks during study sessions and end their day reflecting on one win, no matter how small. It trains your brain to celebrate progress. Next up, mindset. Your mental game is everything. Embrace failure. Celebrate your wins. Practice gratitude. Set realistic goals and surround yourself with people who lift you up, not drain your energy. College is about connections too. Challenge yourself to introduce yourself to one person every week. Join at least one club, group, or organization, and that's where you can find friendships and opportunities to grow. Attend campus events, keep your inner circle tight-knit, and schedule regular hangouts or check-ins with your closest friends. Let's talk about some study habits that actually work. Review your notes daily to keep the info fresh. Use active recall by testing yourself instead of just rereading. Study in focused blocks and lean on tutoring or study groups if you need a little extra help. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in lessons later down the road. Lastly, but most importantly, self-care. Like we talked about, prioritize sleep. Aim for 7 to 8 hours a day. Move your body daily, practice mindfulness, meditation, or just take a few deep breaths when you need to reset. Learn to say no without feeling guilty, and check in on your mental health weekly, if not daily. All right, college superstars, that's my checklist for success in college. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up for you every single day. There's a lot of lessons that I learned in college that led me to making this list. Because college isn't just about academics. It's about learning who you are and how to take care of who that person is. So here are some of my lessons that I learned. The first one, it's okay to change your mind or your major. I think this is a funny story now, but I remember my first class of college was some business 101 class. I was a business admin major. And they had us read a book that was like, why you, why this major? Whatever the book was, it was about kind of figuring out your life plan and your college plans. And I remember the first line of the book said, you might change your major and that's okay. I audibly laughed. I thought it was ridiculous. I had had in my brain that I was going to be a business admin major since I was probably 10 years old and I was not apt on changing that. Well, lo and behold, a year later, I transitioned to public relations and it was a much better fit for me and my creativity and who I was as a student. So that's my biggest takeaway, is what major you go into college with, you might not end up with a degree in. Asking for help is smart, not weak. For some of you, college might be the first time you truly struggle in classes. I had my slip-ups in high school, but I was always a straight-A student and I was always the top of my class, so I never really felt like I had to worry about that. But I got to college and I had hard courses that challenged me as a student. I was taking an intro to philosophy class my freshman year. We're talking about all these different terms that I had never heard before, and let's be honest, I haven't heard since I left that class. So I started going in for office hours every single week, and it ended up paying off. I didn't fail the class, which was something that I kind of anticipated after getting a 50 on the first paper. And that kind of leads me to the third point. Failure is inevitable. Even if it isn't academic failures, there will be so many times during your college journey that you will fail or something will go horribly wrong. But it's all about how you react to it and how you get back up after. A huge lesson for me is exploration is key. Explore what your campus has to offer. Explore the city around your campus. Explore involvement opportunities, the different clubs and organizations that are a good fit for you. But above all, explore who the real you is. That leads me to my next point. You can reinvent yourself at any time. I like to view it as the Barbie phase, the Barbie I can be blank. You can be an astronaut, a doctor, whatever. And that kind of goes back into changing your major. Yes, you can quite literally be whatever you want, but you can also explore different facets of your life. At one point, I was a staffer for an editorial magazine, and I was really into fashion. At another point, I was an intern for our athletic department, and I was really into sports and being on the sidelines. I think it made my college journey a very complete one because I got to see the things I liked and didn't like, the ins and outs of a lot of different things that I'd always wanted to explore. Next one, it's okay to outgrow people. As you start to reinvent yourself and who you are and those goals and where you want your life to end up, you might not be surrounded by those people that have the same ideas or the same feelings as you once did when you started college. And that's okay to make new friends. And the more that you explore, the more you will bump into new people. Above all, you are responsible for your life. You cannot blame anyone or anything for the circumstances that you have created. That's something that you have to learn to own, but it can be a very powerful thing to know that you are a strong, independent person. Lastly, self-care isn't selfish. Pushing through isn't always the answer. Sometimes rest is. It is okay to say no. It is okay to prioritize yourself. And it's really important that you do find that balance of trying to do everything in college while also taking care of yourself. Here's the real kicker. You can't do anything to the best of your ability if you don't have the energy to put into it. Okay, so we've covered the lessons college had a very funny way of teaching me, and there will be a lot of lessons college will have a funny way of teaching you. But now I want to flip the script. Here's a little reminder that you're not just surviving this season of your life, you're building something. So here's your pep talk. You don't have to have it all figured out. Protect your mental health like it's a class you can't fail. Your worth isn't tied to your grades, your major, or your social life. Everything will work out just how it was intended to. All right, superstars, that's a wrap on today's episode of Misbehaved. If you're in the middle of your own Miss Went to College moment, remember this. You don't have to have it all figured out now. College isn't just about the degree. It's about the lessons you learn outside the classroom, the confidence you build, and the way you grow into the person you're meant to be. Yes, there will be tough days, there will be very messy moments, and there will be times where you question if you're doing things right. You are right where you're meant to be as you figure it all out. If you love this episode, make sure you're following Misbehaved, leave a quick review, and share it with your college bestie who might need a little pick-me-up. And if no one told you today, your crown never really falls, it just slips sometimes. I'll see you next week, but until then, no misbehaving.